Well, today's message, today's reading, is the last in our preaching series entitled Moving Forward, Moving On, COVID and Exile. And today's passage is a fitting one as it encapsulates so much of what we've looked at over these last few months. It encapsulates the exile's journey from being scattered to being brought back home. And verses 2-3 really highlight that in the passage where it says, the Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, these words bring to mind, to me anyway, the imagery of the mother hen gathering her chicks under her wings. Have you ever seen a hen do that with her chicks? Hands up if you've seen that. There's a few. Oh, good, good, good. We once went to a garden centre. I think it was the one at Horningsea. I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, we went there once and they had some hens and some little chicks. It must have been around Easter time. It was incredibly cute. Anyway, we went past it once. We went past it again. The second time I said, where's the chicks gone? I'm sure there were chicks in there. And we're all like looking. And then suddenly little heads popped up through the wings. Amazing. Absolutely wonderful image of a hen gathering her chicks under her wings. And this image is used throughout the scriptures and by Jesus himself when he cries over Jerusalem and their stubbornness to return to the Lord. And we have thought, haven't we, over these last 2 months about how, as we've come through COVID, out of isolation, out of a time without a minister, how the Lord is calling us to return to him and to gather once again as his people. As we return to him, as we find refuge in his wings, he is wanting to heal those of you who are broken-hearted and bind up your wounds. And we thought about this practically when we reflected on coping with our pain and finding support in our suffering a few weeks ago. Before I mention anything else, let me just say, Liliana is translating at the back again for her friends. Well done, Liliana. So in future services, if you hear Liliana sort of mumbling at the back there, she's not being rude. She's translating. Hey, excellent. That's what we need. Now, I'm aware that there are many here today who are still struggling. Whether that's returning to meeting in person, whether that's due to health issues, mental, physical, emotional or spiritual, whether that's because someone you love dearly is struggling, whether it's because you're grieving, or whether it's because you feel you've been let down or forgotten. I want to encourage you this morning that the Lord has not forgotten you. And I say that to you, Zoomers. The Lord has not forgotten you. But he has seen your situation and he knows your pain. Indeed, he feels it. But he wants you to return to him. He wants you to return to him and not run away from him. He wants you to return to him and know his healing power. To know that you are loved and that you belong. And this psalm today gives ample reasons for why it is right and fitting not only to return to God, but to praise him. Let's think about those now. Verse 1, he is gracious. Verse 2, he builds up and he gathers. Verse 3, he heals and he binds up. Verse 5, he is abundant in power and wisdom. Verse 6, he lifts up and sustains. Verses 8 to 9, he cares deeply for all that he has made. Verse 8 to 9 again, he provides. Verse 11, he is steadfast in love. Verse 13, he strengthens and he blesses. Verse 14, he grants peace and satisfies our hunger. Verse 15, his word is living and active. Verse 18, his word is powerful. Verse 19, his word is life-giving. He gives and he takes away. But he is in control. That's all in the psalm. That one psalm. Which of these stood out to you today? Which of these do you need to be reminded of today? This psalm is a mosaic of remembrance. You see, it quotes other psalms and passages like Deuteronomy, Isaiah, Job, that its hearers would have been familiar with. And so it's asking them, it's prompting them, it's getting them to recall and remember these wonderful truths in their own circumstance. That's what the Lord is wanting to say to you. We read, we hear a passage that it is hundreds of years old. But God, by his Spirit, is saying, hear these words of life now. In your situation, remembering and recalling who God is and what he has done is so important in moving forward. And I had this idea, and I hope this makes sense. Afterwards, you can come up to me and go, that was a rubbish analogy, Chris. I've heard better, all right? But I had this thought about remembering who God is and what he's done. You know, it's a bit like looking in our rearview mirror when we're driving. Now, we don't stare at the rearview mirror alone. Otherwise, we would crash, wouldn't we? No. We use it to help us move forward. Not bad? There was a pause for effect there. Zara just killed that one. No, I said after the service, Zara. But this is the thing, isn't it? We can't forget, okay? We need to remember who God is and what he's done in our lives as we move forward. We need to recall. You see, remembrance can bring perspective. Remembrance can bring assurance. Remembrance can bring praise, as we've discovered today. And remembrance can bring faith. Bear with me, I've just forgotten something. I said I wasn't going to move from the mic stand. Just bear with me. Now, as you've heard me say a few times, well done on the camera work there, sorry Zoomers, as you've heard me say before, every now and then I journal, and I've got a few of these now. And one of the things I like to do when I hit those wobbly moments is have a look back at my journals. And do you know, this really helps me, because it helps me to remember who my God is and what he's done in my life. And as I dwell in the truth of God's word and his character and my encounters with him, as I recall those things, I go, oh yeah, oh wow, I prayed for that and that was answered. I remember being really concerned about that, really worried about that, and I turned to the Lord and he provided. Wow, I'd forgotten that. When I look back and I think on God's word, his character, and my encounters with him, it dispels the lies of the enemy and it renews my faith. It reminds me that God is there and he does care. And he has plans for me. And those plans are to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me hope and a future. That's the God we serve. And it helps me to move forward into all that God has in store for me. Now, there seems to be a sense that though we wrestle with the ongoing effects of COVID, and I am so fed up of it, by the way. Anybody else? Yes. Oh, do one, COVID. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're wrestling with the ongoing effects of COVID still and the brokenness it's caused. But despite that, I really do sense that the Lord is calling us forward into a new season. He is calling us to return, but not to go back, but to go forward. You see, in life, we will face all manner of frustrations and hardships. Life isn't straightforward. It can often feel like a roller coaster ride. And despite what the countless adverts and celebrities and media say, we cannot escape the hardships of life. Not even in the West. Not even in Histon. COVID reminded us of that. It reminded us that we are finite beings who are not fully in control of all things, and that life is precious and shouldn't be taken for granted. So let's stop trying, shall we? Let's stop trying to control everything as if we were God. And let us acknowledge and remember that only God is God. The psalm reminds us of this. Great is our Lord, abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. He is the creator and sustainer of all things. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't count the number of stars and call them each by name. Anyone got that gift here? See me afterwards if you have, because I'd like to know more. And I can't cover the sky with clouds or supply the earth with rain. I mean, my BBC weather app struggles to predict the weather on the day. There's no way I can do the clouds and supply the earth with rain. Nor can I produce snow and scatter frost or hurl down hail like pebbles. Much as I'd love to do these things, my understanding is limited, and so is my power. And even if I could possess such powers and perform such miracles, the consequences would no doubt look like the Bruce Almighty film, for those of you who have seen that. It would be a complete disaster. Now, do you remember that story in the Gospels. And it was interesting because when we were praying before the service, Sue mentioned this one. So I was like, this is good, this is good. But do you remember that story in the Gospels when Jesus is in the boat with his disciples and you're thinking, yeah, there's quite a few of those. Which one is it? Okay, I'll tell you. Well, they're out on the lake and there's a storm. And the waves are crashing into the boat and the disciples are desperately trying to stop the boat from sinking. And they look over and there's Jesus sleeping in the stern on a cushion. And the disciples wake him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" How many of you have said something similar to that recently? Maybe in these last 2 years. Jesus, don't you care? Jesus got up. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Wow. What has this psalm reminded us today? It's taught us that only God can control the elements. Only God can control the wind and the waves, the rain and the snow. And yet, here is Jesus doing just that. There is but one person who is fully in control of everything. And that is not you. That's not me. It's Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. God made flesh. And he is calling you to put your faith in him again today. I don't know where each of you are at. Some of you might be like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing all right, actually. Thanks." Others of you might be just desperately clinging on right now. Some of you may have even doubted whether you could make it here this morning, whether on Zoom or in person. But Jesus wants you to know he is with you. He is in control, even when it does not feel like it. And he's calling you to put your faith in him again today, to trust him, with what you have. He says to each one of us, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." He is wanting to call us back to himself at this time, to gather us and to build us up. He is wanting to heal us and bind up our wounds. He is wanting us to return to him and abide in him, to wait on him. He is wanting to do a new thing in us and through us. He wants to take us forward, not backwards, and make us fruitful. But this can only happen if we allow him to be Lord, to allow him to be Lord of our lives and not ourselves. God's kingdom is advanced not by force, but by surrender and submission. For his pleasure, as the psalm says, is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, in those who put their hope in his unfailing love. Jesus is calling us, the branch, to remain in him, the true vine, so that his life-giving spirit may flow through us, bringing restoration to our souls and a oneness with him and with each other. And when that happens, we will begin to see fruit. We will begin to see the Lord work in a new way, and not just in us, but through us too. As we look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, he promises to pour out his love into our hearts by the power of his Holy Spirit. And as he does this, our hearts will begin to overflow with God's love to a broken world that so desperately needs it. Things aren't always easy when we return. And I think one of the things I want to encourage all of you as we come back together is that we need grace. We need grace. We need to remember that the Lord is gracious. And that's why it's fitting to praise him, as the psalm says. But we also need to remember to be gracious with one another. We're not out of the woods yet. Be gracious with one another. Be kind. Be loving. Let's do this together. Let's move forward together. Let's remain in Jesus. Now, as we move into a time of prayer now, I want to start by using a prayer written by Thomas Merton, which speaks into this idea of moving forward with God. And it's a prayer that I found really powerful during a time when I think this was during lockdown and I was struggling to see the way forward. And this prayer was really powerful. So, hello. Have we got church bells now, or is there someone's phone going off? Muriel. All right, is it on silent? We should be saying this at the beginning of every service, shouldn't we? It's like the cinema thing. Have you turned off your mobile phones? Are they on silent? Have you done a wee-wee before you start the service? Let's have no interruptions, people. All right. Well, let's settle ourselves down again. And let's just wait on the Lord as we come to him in prayer. And we're going to hear this prayer from Thomas Merton as we start. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does, in fact, please you. And I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, although I may not know about it. Therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadows of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me and will never leave me to face my perils alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. For he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. Jesus, today we declare you as our Lord and Saviour once again. And we ask for your forgiveness when we have made ourselves Lord and Saviour of our own lives instead of you. We ask your forgiveness when we have abused the world you so lovingly created instead of caring for it as you do. We ask your forgiveness when we have not loved you or loved one another as we should. May we know your grace and mercy this day. We ask that you would continue to build up your church just as you rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. That you would gather the lost and weary and bring them home, just like you did with your exiled people. That you would heal our broken hearts and bind up our wounds. That you would continue to lift up the humble in heart and sustain them in their efforts. For you care deeply for us and all that you have made. May we continue to know you as our provider. May we continue to know your steadfast love. Pour it out into our hearts by the power of your Spirit, so that it may overflow to all around us. May you strengthen us and bless us and make us a blessing. May you breathe on us your peace and satisfy our hunger. For your word is the bread we need. Your word is alive and active. Your word is life-giving. You are abundant in power and wisdom. You give and you take away. You are in control. You are Lord. And we put our hope in your unfailing love today. Amen.